Last week, we spoke with Morningstar, the director of the Intertribal Friendship House in Oakland, about the rally that was taking place last Friday at UC Berkeley, protesting the retention of 13,000 bodies of indigenous people. This week, we got to speak with Cesar, one of the supporters of such movement, and got to hear his perspective on things.
Gather tomorrow at 12 noon at Sproul Plaza at UC Berkeley to protest the NAGPRA reorganization that's currently happening at the Phoebe Hearst Museum.
And what is this protest against?
The protest is against the university's lack of respect towards Native peoples and towards Indigenous peoples, for both living people and not including Native people within the reorganization process or letting our voice be heard within that. There was no consultation done with any of the tribal members that this affects, and also against the fact that UC Berkeley holds over 13,000 of our ancestors in cardboard boxes in the bottom of the Hearst Gymnasium. And so now that the NAGPRA unit, which was once an autonomous unit of UC Berkeley, has been folded into the museum, there will be no accountability on the part of the museum, and they are in federal violation of the NAGPRA law.
And what is their justification for this?
Their justification for it is that they believe that the reorganization process that is happening, they are still accessible to the tribes, but over 80% of the remains and the sacred objects that they hold at the museum currently, they are not in compliance with NAGPRA for those 80% of remains.
Is there anything else you want to add for those people who want to be more involved in what's going on?
Sure, we'd love for people to be involved, and we definitely welcome the support. And so, there's a lot of problematic issues that UC Berkeley is having right now that with Native people that they don't have, as I stated before, there's no respect for the living or for the dead, for Indigenous peoples, and the fact that the Chancellor, who claims that he is part Native himself, refuses to meet with us and refuses to hear us out on this issue, we feel is completely disrespectful. And so we're asking for people to contact the Board of Regents of UC Berkeley, and we're asking folks to be out there and support the Indigenous peoples of this land, to support the tree setters that are currently out there at UC Berkeley, and to support the Shell Mound Walk that will be happening from November 6th to the 21st of this year.
If people wanted to contact you.
Sure, they can contact me. My email address is mstargali@gmail.com, or my phone number is 510-827-6719. They can also, if they wanted more information about the Shell Mound Walk, they can email shellmoundwalk@yahoo.com.
You were present on last Friday's event that took place at UC Berkeley. What did you see take place last Friday?
What I saw take place was that hundreds of Indigenous Native students and their supporters and community members came together to protest and to talk about Indigenous bodies, Native bodies from California that are all being stored in boxes in the Museum of Anthropology in UC Berkeley. It's about 13,000 boxes. People were coming together and rallying together to talk about how this is an injustice to Native people. And there were people who were supporting them were also coming there and talking about this as well, and also connecting it to sacred sites that are being desecrated all over the United States and things that they want to do to bring light to that attention, like the Longest Walk 2, which is the long walk from San Francisco to Washington, D.C., in spirituality and prayer, and to bring attention to the media and to the masses of the issues of how these sacred sites are a way of life and are something important for people to be able to address and to be able to acknowledge that Indigenous people's right of religion needs to be kept safe and to be kept sacred.
From your personal perspective, what do you see being violated by the acts that UC Berkeley is taking?
A lot of things. It's a violation of people's human rights, religious rights, the Religious Freedom of Religious Act. Because for Native people specifically in these areas and all over the Western Hemisphere, and I would even say for many parts of the world, being able to pray to your ancestors, being able to visit the burial sites of your ancestors is a part of your religion, your way of life, your spirituality. And the fact that 13,000 bodies that are being desecrated the way they have been, that's because they feel that like Indigenous people are less than human, or they feel, to me, I feel like they're almost saying like Indigenous people have no spirit or real way of life that's important to acknowledge by doing this. So I feel like this is a really, really horrible violation to someone's birthright.
I realize you are not native to the Bay Area, so could you please identify yourself and explain why do you support such movement?
As far as how I identify myself, it's sometimes hard, I guess, but I'm Raza Chicana, human, which I think is important, and I was born in San Francisco, and I grew up around a lot of various issues around Native people and various peoples. And the reason why I support such a movement, besides being really closely able to gain knowledge about these movements and have friends who have been affected by these movements, is that life is precious, but that when someone dies, their life keeps on going, their spirit keeps on going, and that their remains is just as sacred. It's just as important, and it's just as something to be acknowledged and connected to. I know that being from the background that I'm in, as far as being from like Guatemala and a lot of my people's families being from Guatemala, Mexico, and all these other places, I think that's one thing that we can understand on a real human level, that like that this is something that is sacred, and this is something that is priceless. It's not to be even touched. It's not to be desecrated, and even to be like disrespected the way it is. And I feel that, like, I hope and feel that in the future that more of our people can support, more of my people and other peoples can support these causes, because this isn't about just supporting Native peoples, various sites, because it's happening all over the world. This is about supporting human beings, supporting spirituality, supporting a way of life that is being desecrated by a Western culture.